Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we are going deep on a whole stack of articles, reports, and a lot of technical analysis.
A pretty big stack.
And they all seem to point toward this single kind of unavoidable conclusion for, well, for any growing business in 2026.
Which is that the legacy PBX is done.
It's done. That traditional desk phone system that has been the absolute backbone of communications for decades, it's officially obsolete.
And that's not just hyperbole. I mean, our sources make a really compelling case that we've passed a tipping point. So the mission today is to unpack why that infrastructure shift is happening so fast right now.
Right.
And crucially, to show you why modern voiceover IP systems and specifically unified communications platforms, they're not just a cost-saving option anymore. They are essential.
I think the biggest aha moment for me in the research was that this isn't about getting a cheaper dial tone. It's really about eliminating friction.
Mm.
These new systems we're talking about, they achieve this complete consolidation. You've got voice, video, instant messaging, collaboration tools, all in one place.
Mm-hmm. One single interface.
Exactly. So if you're running a business, that old frustration of, you know, switching between your phone app, your video app, your chat app, just to handle one conversation.
Yeah.
That's the problem this whole transition solves.
Precisely. And the core reason for this shift is really twofold. One, just sticking with the legacy systems has become prohibitively expensive. You've got mounting maintenance costs, limited scalability.
Right, physical scalability.
Exactly. And two, they are just functionally inadequate. They can't support the hybrid work models that, you know, define how we all work now. They were designed for an era when everyone sat in the same office.
Yeah, and that era is just over.
It's over.
Okay, so let's unpack this idea of functional superiority. Because historically, we talked about simple VoIP, which is literally just making phone calls over the internet.
Yeah.
But now it's all about comprehensive unified communications, or UC. What does that actually look like on a Monday morning for an employee?
It means you're moving beyond all these fragmented tools. It's operational convergence.
Subvergence.
Think of it like a smart dashboard for all your communication. The UC system manages your calls, your video meetings, your chats, and this is critical, your presence information. All from one app.
So you always know who's available and how to reach them.
Instantly. Hmm. You look at their status icon and you know if they're free for a call or maybe just for a chat. It cuts out so much wasted time.
That real-time presence data is huge. I remember one article pointing out how much time is just lost trying to track someone down.
But what about the customer side of things? This seamless transition idea from chat to call to video, how does that play out?
It creates a sense of effortless escalation.
I like that. Effortless escalation.
Yeah, so imagine a customer starts with a simple web chat. The agent quickly realizes the issue is complex.
Needs a visual demo or something.
Exactly. So with a single click, they transition that chat into an immediate voice call. And then without disconnecting, they can add screen sharing for support.
So the customer doesn't have to hang up, redial, give their account number all over again. None of that. It's a smooth, single interaction. And that is where operational excellence lives.
That kind of integration must have a huge impact on first call resolution rates.
It does, a measurable one. And it improves response times because employees can be reached on whichever device they're using, desk phone, mobile app, their laptop, soft phone, whatever.
And what's fascinating is how that also accelerates things internally.
Oh, absolutely. That barrier between, you know, a formal scheduled meeting and a quick, hey, you got a second conversation, it just disappears.
Right.
Decision-making gets faster because a team can jump on a quick call, share a document, and annotate a screen all at once. It's just so much more fluid than juggling three different apps.
And beyond that efficiency, the reports really highlight that growing businesses are now getting features that used to be only for, you know, massive multinational companies.
For sure. Things like AI-powered call management, advanced analytics, intelligent call routing.
And these aren't just buzzwords.
Yeah, not at all. Intelligent routing, for instance, make sure a call gets to the most appropriate person who's actually available right away. That minimizes hold times.
And the analytics?
The analytics let a manager see exactly how long it takes to answer a call or how often a customer gets transferred. So your phone system suddenly becomes a management tool, a training tool, not just a way to talk.
So for the listener who's scaling a business, the takeaway here is you're not just replacing an old phone system. You are acquiring enterprise-grade operational tools.
Exactly. That efficiency is the key. But, you know, as a business owner, the second question is always going to be money.
It's always the money.
Right. 50 years of infrastructure must be expensive to replace.
That's the perfect bridge, because once you get what these UC systems do, the next question is what it costs. And I'll admit, the financial sections were a shock. The sources basically say legacy phones are now a premium you pay for inefficiency.
That cost disparity is the main driver of this whole migration. I mean, if you just look at the monthly bills, the research suggests businesses typically see 40 to 60% savings on calling costs.
Just on the calls themselves.
Just on the hauls. That's from getting rid of traditional phone line rentals and the huge drop in long distance and international rates.
40 to 60% is significant. But that's the monthly bill. What about the total cost of ownership, the TCO, over, say, 5 years?
Oh, it gets huge. The TCO over 5 years typically shows savings from 50 to 70% compared to maintaining those old systems.
Wow. Where does that extra saving come from?
It's from eliminating the physical hardware costs. No more expensive desk phones, no special wiring, no replacing a failed PBX component that's sitting in a closet somewhere.
Plus, scalability. When you hire someone new with a traditional PBX, you need a technician, a physical visit, a truck roll, and you buy new hardware.
Right. But with modern UC, scalability is pretty much free. You just provision a new account digitally. Done.
So to make this more concrete, the sources often brought up 3CX as a leading platform, especially for SMBs.
They did. And its key differentiator isn't just features, it's the pricing model. It's based on concurrent calls, not the old per-user licensing.
Okay, let's stop there. Because this concurrent call idea is the hidden key to the savings. Why is charging by simultaneous calls so much cheaper?
It just leverages reality. Not every single one of your 20 employees is on the phone at the exact same time.
Right.
You might have 10 people working, but maybe only 6 or 8 are actually making or taking calls at your absolute peak. Traditional systems make you pay for all 20 potential users.
Even if half of them are just using email.
Exactly. And that's where the numbers get really staggering.
There was that concrete example in the reports. For a 20-person office that only needs, what, 6 to 8 concurrent calls?
The estimated annual cost was around $1,400 to $2,400.
Okay, now compare that to a traditional per-user license for those same 20 people.
That can easily be $3,000 to $5,000 a year. And that's before you even factor in all the hardware and maintenance savings we just talked about. It just fundamentally changes the overhead.
And the flexibility doesn't stop with the price. The sources noted that a platform like 3CX supports on-premises, cloud-hosted, or even hybrid deployments. Why is that choice so valuable?
It's all about control and compliance. If you're in a regulated industry like finance or legal, you might need specific hardware on-site for security or audit reasons.
So you can keep it on-prem?
You can. Yeah. Or you can do a hybrid. It lets you modernize without this huge rip and replace risk. You can transition to the cloud over a safe, measured period. It's an essential bridge.
Okay, moving beyond the money, we have to talk integration. The sources call it an absolute necessity for any UC solution in 2026.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, they focus on Microsoft Teams, which they call the collaboration hub for millions of businesses.
Yeah, and the advantage of that deep integration is simple.
Mm.
You maximize the investment you've already made in Microsoft 365.
So employees can make and receive their business calls right inside the Teams interface they already use all day.
Exactly. No separate phone app to open, no new interface to learn. It cuts training time down to basically zero.
And for the mobile or hybrid worker, that synchronicity is everything. Your call history, your voicemail, your contacts, they all sync seamlessly.
Right. A voicemail on your desktop Teams app is immediately on your mobile phone. You carry one application that gives you your full, consistent office communication suite, no matter where you are.
This is where we shift from just replacing a phone to really upgrading the entire workflow.
We do. And beyond the basic calling, businesses have to prioritize features that link communication to business intelligence.
You're talking about things like automatic CRM integration.
Yes. That's an essential one.
Give me a real-world example of that. Why does it matter that customer info pops up automatically?
Because it enables instant personalization. The moment the phone rings, the agent sees the customer's name, their purchase history, any open support tickets, all on their screen.
So they can greet the customer by name and immediately have context for the call.
Right. No more, can you give me your account number and tell me your issue for the third time? It's key to higher customer satisfaction scores.
And we can't forget compliance and training features like automated transcription and call recording.
And those used to be really expensive add-ons. Now they're standard and honestly necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Automated transcription helps with quality assurance training, and then you have disaster recovery features like automatic failover to mobile devices. That ensures your business keeps running even if the office power goes out.
That takes us directly into what I think is the most important section for anyone listening, reliability and implementation.
It is.
Because a lot of people still have these old concerns about VoIP reliability, you know, remembering the choppy calls from 15 years ago. What do the sources say about that fear?
The sources make a huge statement. They say modern business-grade VoIP systems routinely exceed the reliability of traditional phone services.
Exceed. That's a massive shift. What metrics back that up?
Well, cloud platforms are now routinely guaranteeing 99.99% uptime.
Which is what, less than an hour of downtime a year?
Annually, yeah. And this is achieved through things like geographic redundancy, so calls, just route through another data center if one has a problem, and critically, something called quality of service, or QoS.
Okay, let's define QoS simply.
Think of QoS as giving your voice calls an express lane on your internet highway. Your network recognizes that voice traffic is sensitive to delays.
Unlike a file download.
Exactly. So QoS makes sure those voice packets get priority over everything else, so they never get stuck behind a big video stream. It keeps the audio crystal clear.
And that resilience is boosted even more by automatic failover. So if my office internet goes out completely?
The system immediately recognizes that and can seamlessly redirect all your inbound calls to pre-configured mobile phones or another location. It's true resilience.
But that level of resilience requires planning. Which brings us to implementation. The single most crucial first step is the network assessment. You can't skip it.
You cannot. This is where a lot of early deployments fail.
Right. So let's talk bandwidth. How much is actually needed per call?
Each active call needs about 100 to 150 call BPS. And the reports stress that upload speed matters just as much as download speed.
That's a key point.
It is. But the real secret the research highlights is that raw bandwidth is actually less important than your overall network health.
What do you mean by network health?
I mean latency and packet loss. Latency is the delay. If it's high, say, over 150 milliseconds, you start getting that awful robotic audio or that awkward talking over each other.
Okay.
And minimal packet loss is non-negotiable. If your network is dropping information, the voice will sound choppy. So it's not about having a fast pipe. It's about having a clean, responsive pipe.
That is a fantastic clarification. Okay, beyond the tech specs, there's the admin side. Like number porting, keeping your existing business phone number.
Correct. That process, number porting, it typically takes between 2 and 4 weeks. It's just an administrative coordination between your old provider and your new one. You have to plan it carefully to avoid any service interruption.
And finally, let's hit the biggest concern when moving to the cloud. Security. How do these modern systems protect sensitive business conversations?
The days of unencrypted VoIP are long, long gone. Business-grade systems are built with really bank-level security.
Okay.
They use encryption protocols like SRTP and TLS to protect against eavesdropping. But more importantly, they use something called session border controllers, or SBCs.
The non-jargon definition of an SBC is?
Think of it as the digital bouncer for your network. It's a highly specialized firewall that watches all the VoIP traffic, protecting against denial of service attacks, fraud, and unauthorized access. These systems can meet or exceed compliance for almost any regulated industry.
So to wrap this section up, the value is really maximized when you create these seamless workflows. That integration with your CRM, your help desk software, it has to be treated as a mandatory requirement.
It has to be. Because without that integration, your new VoIP system is just a shiny, isolated tool. But with integration, it becomes part of your business's operating system.
Mm-hmm.
Customer info pops up automatically, call notes sync back to the record. It shifts the phone system from just being a utility to being a core productivity engine.
That is a fascinating evolution. So let's summarize the core takeaways from our deep dive today.
Okay.
The sources just overwhelmingly argue that the future of business communication is unified, it's cost-effective, and it is extremely reliable. The shift happening now is less about saving a few bucks on a phone bill.
And much more about acquiring enterprise-level efficiency and flexibility, no matter your company's size.
Exactly.
Yeah, we've seen how integrating communications simplifies IT management with web-based tools, and it slashes costs with smart licensing. But this brings up one final question for you, the listener, to think about. If your operational continuity is now entirely reliant on that internet connection, since there's no separate copper line anymore, how radically should that change your overall network redundancy strategy?
That's a great point.
Investigating your need for dedicated backup internet lines, for automatic failover mechanisms, that should be the essential next step when you start modernizing.
A perfect pragmatic thought to end on. Thank you for diving deep with us into the source material on the evolution of business telephony. We will catch you next time.